Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. been getting a lot of comics lately. The influx is amazing about what I've been getting. So I'm going to talk about some comics that I got at the comic store today. I got a really nice copy of Metal Man number 37 that says "Rest in Peace in Memory of Gold, Tina, Tin, Lead, Iron, and Mercury. Here lies the Metal Man." I'm one issue away from completing my Angel and Ape. I saw these and I was like, "Oh, I gotta grab them." I picked up Angel and Ape number 3. She's bending over in front of Ape and saying, "When did you first feel that you were threatened, sir?" And interesting enough is Ape is kind of staring at Angel's ass. Scratching his head. We got Angel and the Ape number 6. Welcome. She's saying, "Welcome to our office building. What do you folks do for a living?" And there's like Dracula and Frankenstein and the creature from the Black Lagoon coming to visit them. Sorry. And then we have an issue of the first volume of Aquaman. This is a series I'm close to finishing, but I still have about 10 issues to go. It's Aquaman 23. It's the birth. Joy turns to tragedy with the birth of Aqua Baby. Eek, with his little hand, Aqua Baby created a fish monster. Where do his deadly powers come from? What turns the Sea King's son into a tiny bundle of doom? There you go. So we got some DC. I got from Harvey from the 50s a copy of Flat Top number 1. This is not Flat Top, Dick Tracy, the villain. This is more like a character based on Archie comics. It says Maisie's Adventures with Flat Top, All New Teenage Stories. It's from Harvey Comics in the 50s, and he says he's grabbing a girl, a cheerleader. He says, "I'll make the next touchdown for you, Maisie." And then another player's walking by. Yeah, if he isn't penalized for holding, because he's holding Maisie. Gotta love those covers. Then I picked up some comics from Media Mix auction. I picked up 1 through 3 of Thunder God. It's a black and white comic from Crusade Comics. So that's Shy. The creator, Billy Tucci, had his company. I got the Incredible Hulk official movie adaptation, which I didn't have. It actually has a card from the movie, so when they picked it up, I guess it came bagged with a comic, with a card, sorry. I got a comic from Verotic called J'ai Rogue by Glenn Danzig and Calvin Irvin. I think there are 3 issues of this, but I only have the first one. I got a copy of J2, which is the M2 universe, Juggernaut 2, and this is number 5, which is the first appearance of Wild Thing, the daughter of Wolverine. So there you go. I only have the first issue and the sixth issue, so. And then I got Legion of Superheroes Illustrated Index number 2. I think there are 4 issues of this. It's an index about their comics. Inquisitor from Verotic. The logo is kind of gothic looking, so it's hard to read. It's a Glenn Danzig, Verotic, Simon Beisley, J.H. Williams. So I think this is just 1 issue, so that's complete. I got a single issue of Indiana Jones Thunder of the Orient. When I run across the Dark Horse Indiana Jones series, I get them just as well as I do the Dawn. I didn't know I liked Dawn so much, but This is Dawn, the Return of a Goddess, number 1 out of 4. And then I got another Dawn book called Drama, 1 of 1. And then there's Dawn, just Dawn, playing number 3. That was a duplicate. So I probably just went for the bundle, and that's what happens. Two-step, it's a full issue, full series from Cliffhanger, from Warren Ellis and Amanda Connor. I imagine she's inked by Jimmy Palmiotti from 2003. And Cliffhanger was a Wildstorm imprint. We got Tomo, another Crusade comic that went along with Shy, 1 through 3. So that's a full run of that. And I got some ash cans from the comic shop. Kanto, The Clockwork Chronicles, number 1, preview ash can. This is a flip ash can from IDW, Any Given Smile. And You'll Never Leave This Place. Those are always cool. I got a Godzilla Kai Sai era preview and a Star Trek number 1 ash can that's based on the new series that's coming out from IDW and has a flip book of Star Trek Zero Point. So, like to check those out, see how that is. And now I'm going to jump back into my previews, which I think I left off with the E's. So let's go back to previews 1994 of November and see what E has to offer. I'm pretty sure I got through the D's. I don't think so. I might have got through DC. I really have to look. Yeah, I think I got through DC. And I don't remember going through the rest of it. So from Defiant, we have Charlemagne number 8 by Dan Chichester and Adam Polina. I have a full run of all the Defiant stuff. Dogs of War number 8, final issue. The Good Guys number 12. Warriors of Plasm by Laugham. So they still had some books coming out. Delusion Publications had some books. None of I've ever heard of. Delusion's Requiem and Flipside. Disney had Disney's Adventures. Division Publishing had The Hybrid. That looks interesting. Double Edge Publishing had Demons in the Mist, a horror anthology containing 3 different tales, death cult set in a world where evil rules and murder and suicide are illegal, plus 2 other shockers. A Double Edge Double. Draculina number 21 magazine. She number 2 magazine. Draminion Studios has Dream Wolves number 1. Drawn and Quarterly, I Never Liked You by Chester Brown. EC, I could have sworn I went over these, but they had Two-Fisted Tales number 10. Fault of Horror number 10. Let's see what else we got. Weird Fantasy number 10. So those are reprints, and they offered reprints in hardcover as well. T-shirts. We have Eeny Weeny Comics, Funtime Features. Entity Comics, Ashter. Manasaurs, The Armageddon Agenda. And Zen Intergalactic Ninja, Star Quest. Zen is the only one that I heard of. have a color ad for them. There's a preview of Ash from Event Comics in here. Ash number one. We have Arrows. I don't own any of these except a few. Let's see if I don't. Alizar's Bondage, Sex Brawl, Alexis, Blazing Foxholes, The Extended Birdland Graphic Novel. That's a Gilbert Hernandez one. Gabby the Goat, Harlem Nights, Hot Nights in Rangoon, Karate Girl, Second Printing, Leather Boy, Mistress of Bondage, Neferismo, Ramba, number five, that's one I probably own, and Sally Forth, number seven, another one I own. She Diva, don't own that one. Spore Whores, Venus with a Hot Crotch, and Young Witches. So the only two of those that I got was Rambaugh and Sally Forth. Exhibit A Pup Press says Wolf and Beard, Counselors of the Macabre. This one I have heard of by Bat and Lash. Fantico, Air Warriors graphic novel number two, Guardians of Eden number two, Legends of the Living Dead number one. Fantagore, Richard Corbin from The Pit, number two. Fantagraphics had the Comics Journal 172. Crap, number six. Cud. Duck Feet. 8-Ball, number 13, improved edition. Let's see if I could get. It looks like these pages are stuck. Hate, number seven, reprint. Love and Rockets, number 46. Naughty Bits, number seven, reprint. Omaha the Cat Dancer, number four. Way Out Strips, number four. Zippy Fun Pack. And a Valiant, Prince Valiant, Return from Rome book. Fiasco Comics has Don Simpson's Bizarre Heroes, number seven. Filmax has Oatry. First Light Comics has Javert's. I wonder what that is. I'm curious because the cover looks good. I'm gonna type it in here in my database. Javert's, it's there. There's only one issue of it. Huh. Might have to add that to my list. So this was me and Bill talk about this on Geek Brunch. This is one that was on issue four, and it only had issue one ever come to light. Flatline Comics had Invictus number two. Fleetway UK has 2000 AD. Fleeceway Studios has Sketchbook number one. Gauntlet has Gauntlet number eight. Genesis West has Phantom Force number 10. I think I have that. Pretty sure. Force. Number 10 never came out. So this is one that was published from Image initially, one and two in the ash can, and then Genesis West published 0, 3 through 8. So this is another issue. This is down the downturn when think companies were like, we're not making any money. Gladstone, Disney, I'm not going to go through all of those, but they had a lot of Uncle Scrooge and Donald Duck and Walt Disney stories, which they were coming out recently from Fantagraphics, but they stopped again. Maybe they're just not selling well. I was buying them. Griffion Rampart has the Palatine. I wonder if that's a comp for real. Palatine. Yeah, that does exist. And there's five issues of that. So. That was number two, which is the cover they solicited, I think. Yep. Hamilton Comics had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Hammerhead Comics had Watchdog number two. Wonder if that exists. We'll check it out in the database. Watchdog. No, there's Watchdogs, but there's no Watchdog. There's a video Watchdog. I don't think this exists. I'm going to look at Watchdogs real quick. I don't think it's that. That's Titan. I have that. Watchdogs Legion. Behemoth. I got that. Watchdogs Tokyo Pop. I don't have that. The Watcher. I have that. That's a Zenoscope. So let's go ahead and see what's next. Harris Comics has Chains of Chaos Link 1 and Vengeance of Vampirella number 8. I don't think I stuck with it that long. Vengeance of Vampirella number 8. I have number 7. Wow. Everything up to 7 and I don't have 8. And that cover does, let's see, is it year 1994? Yep. The preview art doesn't look like the cover art here. Humanity has Catharsis. Wonder what that's about. Horse Comics has THB. I've heard of that. Hot Comics. Hot Comics Premiere number 2. I wonder if that exists. Hot Comics. That does exist. Well, the ash cans exist. And it looks like at least one exists. I don't know if number 2 exists. It's hard to tell. If mine doesn't have a cover for it, it's really hard to tell if it ever came out. Ianus has Mecha Press, iBox, Thieves and Kings. Illustration Studio has Betty Page, The 50s Rage. We're getting to Image. Maybe we should go through Image. Image has Wildstar, Sky Zero trade paperback, Backlash number 2, Battlestone number 1. I don't know. I want to see if I have these. I'm sorry. Battlestone. I'm pretty sure I have because it's Liefeld. Yeah, I have 1 and 2. And I wanted to look up Backlash. I know I'm missing issues of Backlash. But let's check. Backlash. Yeah, I'm missing 19 through 32. But I have that one. Bad Rock and Company. I think I have a full run of that. Black and White. I hope I have a full run. Black and White. There's only one comic, 1996. Huh. Hack Shack had one. In 2019, that was maybe a Kickstarter. Oh, funded through Indiegogo. There's a Black and White miniseries. That's this right here. Yeah, I do have a full run of that. So there we go. I have a full run of that except for the Indiegogo one. Boof. I'm pretty sure I bought those, but I'm missing some Boof. I found out about this through Local Man, and I tried to buy all of them, but I'm missing 4 and 5. And yeah, 4 and 5. And then there's Boof, and the Bruise Crew, and I'm missing several of those. 1 and 2. This was 5. I think I have that. I have 5. I just have a variation of it. Brigade, I'm pretty sure I have a full run. Codename Strike Force. Cyber Force, I'm pretty sure I have a full run. Deadly Duo, full run. Death Blow. Not sure if I have a full run of Death Blow. Death Blow. No, I don't. Ugh. Something else to want. Yep. Deathblow Volume 2. I could check that. I got something stuck on my mouse. Okay. Let's see what else we got. So I really do need to... Maybe I should look up Cyber Force and Strike Force. Let's go. Strike Force. Codename Strike Force. Yes, a full run of that. Cyber Force. Yep, full run of that. At least that run. No, Cyber Force Volume 2. Yes, full run. So I need some Boof and the Bruise Crew and Death Blow. Let's see what else we got. Savage Dragon, I know I have a full run of that. Dooms 4 source book. I think I have a full run of Dooms 4. But I don't know if I have the source book. But I don't see it here. I wonder if it ever came up. Dooms 4 source. Let me type source book. There's a Brigade source book, Cyber Force. I don't think that one exists. Highbrow Entertainment Ashcan. Oh, that's Eric Larson. I wonder if that exists, because I want that if that's the case. Highbrow. Yeah, I have it, thank God. It came in previews, so there you go. Freak Force, I have a full run of that. Inside Image, nope. Newman, I can check. Newman and Pitt. Newman. Yeah, that's a full run. No, I'm missing 23 if it ever came out. So let's check my comic shop. Let me check to see if I'm still recording. I'm gonna pause for a bit. Okay, I'm back. And let's see, we looked at Newman, Prophet. I know I have a full Prophet. I just need the ones that Liefeld's group, well, he licensed them out to Brandon Graham. I don't have those. Savage Dragon, no, I have. Shadowhawk, I believe I have everything. Shaman's Tears. I have what they published, but I don't think Mike Grell... I wonder what the story is with that. Like, why wasn't it successful? Like, everything else at Image. Shaman's Tears. Yeah, there were 12 issues. So that's pretty cool. And I have all those. Spawn I'm working on still. Stormwatch, pretty sure I have everything. Stormwatch. Yes. all 50 issues. In the second series, I have all of those. Third series, I have all of those. Is there a fourth? Let me check. Nope, there's no fourth. Team 7. Team 7. 4 issues of that I have. There's a second series I know I have. That's 52. What's happening? I can't turn the page. Get Wet. Team Youngblood. Have that. Troll. I don't know if I have that. If it exists. Thanksgiving special. Pretty sure it does. Troll. Thanksgiving. There's the Halloween special. Maybe the Troll Thanksgiving special doesn't exist. I have the Halloween special. And the regular one. Oh, I think that's just Troll. Well, that's 1993. I guess they would never publish that. Robert Loring Fleming, Wildcats. Pretty sure I finished that run. Not all of them, but pretty sure I finished. I hope I didn't lose track with this one. Yeah, I have a full run of Wildcats. It's when you get into the future ones that I don't have. Yeah, 14, yeah, second volume. Fourth volume I have, but it's only one comic. Volume 5, I have everything. 6, I think I have everything. So it's just volume 2 I need. It's a longer run, though. Wildcats Adventures, I probably don't have any of those. Youngblood Strike File, pretty sure I have all those. Youngblood Strike. Yep, there are 11 issues of that. Let's see. Youngblood Year 1. This one sounds like it never came out. Yeah, that one didn't come out. That's the one that was controversial. Yeah, Kurt Busiek. That he's talked about that one. He has some in the can, I think. And Kurt Busiek denies writing them or not getting paid or something. I don't remember what the story is, but he talked about it in Rob Servations. You could have got a box of Indie Image candy bars for $25.50. I wonder if they came melted. Posters, they had all kinds of crap going on. Tattoos. I think that wraps up what we were looking at for Image. Oh, they had the Chromium card set. I wouldn't mind having that. They had a lot of stuff to order that wasn't comics. So we'll stop with Image, and then we'll get into the weekly reads. So we'll be back after I take a pause for the cause. All right, let's wrap this guy up. What I've read on January 12th through January 18th, let's go over what I watched. The Fortifies were Tron Legacy and Tron Ares. Saw those both streaming. 5 out of 5, Suicide Squad and The Suicide Squad. total of 15 comics, 3 Marvel, 1 Mad Cave, 1 Image, 10 DC. I read Force Works number something. I didn't write it down, but it focuses on the relationship of Moonraker and Spider-Woman. That Moonraker, if I remember correctly, turned out to be a bad dude. We got Fighting Army 158. Sherman tank crew gets knocked out by a Nazi mount guns and have to help more tanks from getting destroyed without a working radio. A Vietnam story where a member of the platoon has to become a sharpshooter with a Winchester rifle, and a sergeant protects his soldier by being super cautious. Got DC KO number 3, more shenanigans with fighting each other. Blitzkrieg 2, 3, and 5. Blitzkrieg 2 finished this series recently in 2025. Such a bizarre title in that it was told through the eyes of German soldiers. This one was about three really nasty soldiers that love killing because they thought everyone was inferior, and they got sent to work the concentration camps. Some American soldiers. Another issue of Blitzkrieg shows the same three German soldiers as they plant landmines in the water and beach to kill allies. They capture some American soldiers and kill them. The series is so brutal to read. It blows my mind that DC published this, showing the brutality of three German soldiers killing Allied forces and old men, women, and children. The series ends with D-Day. So I finished my run on Blitzkrieg. We got Batgirl 12 through 14, the current volume. Batgirl has been great, especially if you're into the Bronze Tiger and Richard Dragon. If you were also curious about Nissa Al Ghul, got Batman 3 and 4. Batman was really good. It's the Matt Fraction one. I reread 3 because 4 seemed to go in a different path with the Minotaur and Taurus organization. You know what's interesting about that? I don't remember them talking about this organization anymore. So I don't know what the hell happened to that. Strange Girl 17, Hanta leaves the group and has a discussion with Jesus that says if Beth enters heaven, that hell will cease to exist. Beth confronts her demon father in Paris. Mouse has sex with Hanta and can no longer hear the voice of God. Sergeant Fury 1 and 2, incredible issue of Sergeant Fury as they have to be distraction to the Navy to bomb some German port. Quick shore leave and force capture go to concentration camp to get close to a weapons depot making a nuclear bomb. It was great back matter talking about weapons of war. This is the original Sergeant Fury, and I started reading that. It's so good. 5 out of 5, Vanishing Point, number 5 from Mad Cave. Another amazing issue of Vanishing Point. This reminds me of the movie Hang 'em High, except in the future. In the movie, they would stop vigilante hangings just to hang them later by the law in the town. This similar concept kept the prisoners alive until they get the death sentence. So Hang 'em High was a Clint Eastwood movie, if you wanted to know. Week ending January 19th through January 25th. Only one movie watched that month. I think this was on Prime. Red Ghost, the Nazi Hunter. That was pretty good. It was about a Russian fighting the Nazis, and this guy coincidentally became a Nazi hunter because they killed out his loved ones. There's a total of 37 comics, 7 Valiant, 1 Steel Eel Comics, 1 Rika, 2 Outland, 3 Marvel, 1 Mad Cave, 4 Image, 4 IDW, 5 DC, 3 Dark Horse, 1 Critical, 1 Chick, 4 Boom, 1 Blood Moon, and 1 Bad Bug. We'll start with the 2 out of 5s. Mud and Madness. It's supposed to be a World War One book, but I did not understand issue one or two. I wonder if I read two issues of that or just one. I don't know. I think it's just two. But I need to put that in the notes. We got the 3 out of 5s, Death Duel Chainsaw Witches. That was from Outland Comics, Kickstarter. A female rock band is the only thing that stands in the way of a demon and his dead army. That was, God, I can't think of the creator. Cullen Bunn. So we got Scarface number one. This is a religious imprint. It's called Chick. It's an African child is beaten very badly because he does not salute a British soldier, and later when in power wants religious volunteers to leave his country. The Widow number one. This is the Cullen Bunn. A family moves to a new house and finds a window to alternate dimension. When living with your family is terrible, will you choose to go through the window? We have I Heart Skull Crusher 4 through 7. She gets on the Skull Crusher's team, but can't murder anyone in the competition. She also has to walk the wasteland as punishment. First Americans number 2, mostly about a man and his pet wolf trying to survive an attack by more wolves. Valiant Beyond Exo Man of War 2 through 4, Arik and Punks fight a post-apocalyptic overlord. Cool 90s art, and the story was decent. Godzilla Here There Be Dragons 2, 1, 2, 4, and 5. This is IDW. In the times of Hamilton and Jefferson, they believe they have to keep the kaijus as allies to fight the aliens. Guy Gardner, number 26. Guy gets Warrior's Bar and goes to rescue President Clinton from a pirate. It's a fun issue. Fighting Army 145. The first story was about Sergeant Guts trying to provide food to soldiers on the front during Christmas. The story was my favorite. Then a Sherman tank crew with air support take out a Nazi Tiger division. And finally, a cowboy from Arizona takes out Nazis in the town with just his gun. Valiant Beyond All New Harbinger number 3. The Psyots fight Black Sheep, and it looks like the Disc Girl dies, but she does not. Valiant Beyond Tales of Shadow Man. Number 3 and 4. The Detective and Shadow Man defeat Mr. Twist. Wrapped up so quickly, this issue is done and won, and is extremely effective. The Voodoo Priestess is cool, and I dug the Bayou Cannibal. He sure looks like the same character from issue number 1 of the original series. Valiant Beyond Bloodshot number 3 fights the Vampire Lord with the help of a new character. It's really cool art. Murder Mary number 2 from Bad Bug. Murder Mary takes on Crypto Cody. It was so much fun and stars Astro Witch. Escape number 1, more World War II action with anthropomorphic animals in a B-52 bomber. Zombie Trap versus Hack Slash. They both go to defeat a bunch of girls that destroy malls after hours and defeat Mauler. Get it? Mauler, because they're at a mall. The Future is Fucked, number 3 and 5. This issue is done. Did I need to give myself more points for rank art? Yeah, 3, 4. That's 3 issues. So I read 39 comics. That's better. This issue is done in one and is extremely effective. Oh, sorry. I didn't take good notes for that, so I can't comment on it. Battle World 3 and 5 from Marvel Comics. Battle World is great. I love when they mash up versions of flawed characters where they have to work together to stop a big bag, in this case, Korvac. The only thing I wish is that the new universe and cross-gen characters would have played a bigger role. All-American Men of War number 41, two lifelong friends, or at least one of them thinks, find themselves trying to survive down a mountain filled with Nazis. A fighter pilot showing how much work it takes to move one pin on the map. A sergeant has to take walkie-talkies to stranded soldiers, and three pilots complete 4 days, 10 days of freedom. Blackhawk 108, Blackhawk and his crew uncover ships are going missing in the ocean. They are getting blown out of the water. They have to run in with a killer shark, and he has a whale machine that swallows ships. The Blackhawk tries to rescue some Russian defectors in Hong Kong, but they deceive them. Kiss Kiss, Black Kiss 2, number 1 and 2, the prequel to Black Kiss, shows the guy on the Titanic who gets bit by a succubus and then goes to Hollywood. Wonder Woman 16 and 17, Detective Chimp uncovers the origin of the Sovereign. The Wonder Family attacks Wonder Woman's rogues, and Sovereign waits in the White House. We have Sergeant Fury number 3, fantastic issue is Fury and the Howlers save soldiers trapped on a mountainside. They were betrayed by correspondents who were really Nazis. Also meeting of Reed Richards and Fury. Wonder if that's the first meeting of Richards and Fury. 5 out of 5 is One World Under Doom, number 9. Doom has to go to the tribunal to bring Valeria back to life, but at the cost of his own life. He gives Reed his mask to execute the will of Doom, and Scarlet Witch becomes the Sorcerer Supreme. That was a 5 out of 5. Vanishing Point, number 6. Love Mark Russell's Vanishing Point. So many things to think about when reading this, and when done, you will think about it the rest of the issue. You get consumed for hours. This one deals with the topic of science becoming so advanced that it kills us. Helen of Windhorn, this is a Tom King Dark Horse book, 3 and 4, more adventures of Helen and her grandfather as she gets trained to fight, and on one adventure almost dies, and he no longer wants her to go on adventures anymore. The author, immortal, a teacher is hired by Harry Potter type woman to finish a novel from an author that just died, and they got the rights to the house. His agent is soon to be his wife, and his daughter go live at the house of the author. So that wraps us up for the 2 weeks. The 5 out of 5s were One World Under Doom, number 9 from Marvel Comics, Vanishing Point, number 6 from Mad Cave Comics, Helen of Windhorn, number 3 and 4 from Dark Horse, the author Immortal, number 1 from Image Comics, and Vanishing Point, number 5. So 5 and 6. So there you go. I want to thank you for listening. Keep reading comics, and you can find this at find me at Mike Myers Brunch on X and Blue Sky. You can find me on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast, and find the website at DCNoisePodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your comics. And we'll talk to you soon.